The war in Iraq is something Dean Schwartz will live with for the rest of his life.
We were fixing a hole from a roadside bomb that had killed some soldiers a couple weeks before, and just kind of stayed out too long. And a guy came with an RPG and shot it at my truck, and my leg came off instantly.
But don't call Schwartz's amputation a disability. Not here in the waters off Breezy Point in New York, and not during this water sports festival hosted by the Wounded Warriors Project, the New York City Fire and Police Departments, and the Adaptive Sports Foundation, where Kim Sievers works.
Instead of looking at the amputation as a disability, we just find their abilities, you know, work around whatever's not happening, try to find what we can use and help them see what's gonna be successful. And you can pretty much get anybody doing whatever they want to do.
What most veterans want to do is to live a normal life after the war. While it's harder with an injury and especially without a limb, the Water Sports Festival is one of the first steps in opening the doors to possibilities for those still coping with a life-changing loss. For Dean Schwartz, living without his leg is a war he continues to fight, even on summer vacation from college, 2 years after he served in Iraq.
My philosophy is that if I let it get me down, they win. You know, the insurgents that shot the RPG at me, he wins. So I just live my life normally and try to stay happy.
A lot of the folks who are here have been in Walter Reed, and this is just their first opportunity to really get out and see, you know, oh, I can still do that, I can do this. And yeah, I think it's definitely a gateway to bigger and better things.
Those bigger and better things begin with the empowerment that comes from the small victories right here on the water, like water skiing on one leg.
Seeing someone come out here and be successful, and you know, seeing how much joy it gives them to be able to do something, you know, to find out that they can water ski again, or they can wakeboard or whatever. That's the cool thing.
Beautiful day, huh, pal? Yeah.
Surrounding the wounded veterans is a community of volunteers. Many have donated time over their summer vacations to improve the quality of life for those struggling to adapt to life on the home front.
People care tremendously about this, and if you watch an event like this for 5 minutes and it doesn't touch your heart, there's something wrong.
Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, New York.